Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
All right, here we go. It's Gregor's End of the Show show. Hi there, I'm Gregor. We're getting you caught up on what went on in Seattle on the internet for the nerds everywhere else. It's the end of the show show. I'm having the worst morning, oh my god, in terms of my performance on the radio. Really bad. Hooray! So I fall back on like writing a lot and trying to come up with like things that are done ahead of time, and then I screwed that up too. I messed up nerd talk today. I've screwed everything up. It's crazy. Anyway, can't wait to keep listening, can you? Ooh. The one thing I know I'm fired up for is Seattle Sounders FC on Sunday. We got MLS Cup. Yeah, it sounds real nice. We're going to go crazy. Why would they give us a noon matchup? Like, there must be some other big events like football that happening on a Sunday. Yeah, I guess so. But it's crazy to me that the biggest match of the season for these two teams, it happens at noon. So like you don't get the atmosphere in the stadium that you would get if you had all day long for people to show up and participate in all the fan-centric things. Like, I want to see all the weird stuff that they bring out to do. Or spend hours at the bar getting prepared. Strange move to have it at noon. You know, even if it was East Coast teams, it's only 3 o'clock there. Why wouldn't we want them to have, like, a primetime match? The last two times they've gone, it's been primetime. What is happening that's not allowing for that to go on? It's crazy, right? The best games are always after there's the anticipation boiling all day long. Oh, is it supposed to rain? I should check that out, too. All right, got that dialed in. Yep, bring on the rain. This weekend, the rain returns. We could use it, but just not Sunday. Whew, that's going to be wild. Now, Toronto plays where it's cold, so they don't care about that. We play where it rains, but it hasn't been doing that very much, so I feel like our squad's not really, well rehearsed for it, at least. Anyway, the excitement is building. 70,000 people expected for this matchup. How freaking nuts, right? Now, I have a lot of questions. There was a 90s band known for being real grumpy. Not grumpy, real mad about stuff. You could say they're full of rage. And they're getting back together. And I wonder, what's the root of this?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Well, 90s anger powerhouse Rage Against the Machine are getting back together, announcing a run of dates in 2020, including Coachella. Weird move. What's their motive? I mean, money, probably. Seattle Seahawks take another win, but again, didn't look like a team that would be guaranteed anything despite the solid record. Ooh, poor Jason Myers missed 3 kicks, leaving 7 points on the field, including the potential game winner. Yikes. Guys probably having a rough Monday. What would they do without Russell Wilson? I mean, lose, probably. And massive, massive props to the Snoqualmie Indian tribe who wrapped up purchasing the land surrounding the beautiful Snoqualmie Falls and coincidentally preventing a hotel and convention center from being developed. They bought up the Salish Lodge as well, so Snoqualmie Lodge now? I mean, probably.
You just got news.
More about that Rage Against the Machine thing. Like, weren't they supposed to be, like, the anti-everything group? They're supposed to be, like, principled and full of values. And then they're playing the most, like, idyllic representation of art becoming consumer, which is Coachella. I've never been to Coachella, to be fair, okay? So you can tell me to shut up. But, like, Coachella is the peak of the music business putting on display for you a product that costs $1 zillion, impossible to get tickets to, creates a real sense of FOMO, and then doesn't feel like these big music festivals really represent what the touring struggling musician or the art is all about. It feels like a huge cash grab to me, honestly. This Rage Against the Machine thing feels like that could be it. It's interesting because they were around at a time when they were real mad about the government and stuff. And there's a lot of people that are real mad about the government right now. And so it is an opportunity to come back, dudes in their like 50s, to come back and be like, we're still really mad now. I just find that hard. I find that a hard premise to buy into, though. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll be awesome. I've seen Rage Against the Machine twice. Both times they were good. Not great. Good. Stanford Prison Experiment opened for Rage Against the Machine once upon a time, and they were awesome. Is that still a band? I don't know. What did you do with your extra hour over the weekend? Anything exciting? I got covered in stuffed animals. What I got was a house full of creatures that aren't sleeping correctly. The cats woke up before 3 a.m. today because they were ready for breakfast. Their bellies tell them that it's 4 a.m. Still not acceptable. But there they were, meowing their little faces. Meow, meow, meow. Like, oh my God. And then the kid, he's 2, so he doesn't understand the time change either. Like, dude, just go to sleep a little later. Sleep in. Cool. A couple more years of this. The kitties, I don't know. I feel like we just need some sort of soundproof super room to put them in where they can just meow their faces off. Maybe made of metal so they could scratch everywhere. Let's get working on that for next time. I think Microsoft might have cracked the case. Not here. That's not going to be helpful here. But I think they might have cracked the case for how we could all be a little bit happier and live lives that are like more about what we want, not what companies want.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Microsoft Japan trialed a 4-day work week for a month, and it turns out it works incredibly. Lots of the time we spend at jobs, especially in the office, are filled with like useless meetings and donking around on the internet. With less time to get stuff done and potentially more time for themselves, productivity went up something like 40%. And as a bonus, paper usage was down, less electricity was needed to keep the joint lit, and employees showed up to work more. Unsurprisingly, almost 100% of employees said they liked it better. Yeah, duh. Right? Someone in a laboratory went and figured out how to make cement way less terrible for the environment. They've made a new mixture that incorporates rice husks. I guess we throw a ton of it away in the 3 billion pounds per day of rice that humans consume worldwide. Holy crap. Evidently, the concrete is more rubbery, too. Finally, we figured out a way to stop that jerk Super Mario from breaking all our bricks. And finally, NASA's come up with a concept for a 1980s-style power glove. But for space. And it works. Hopefully. That's great news, allowing the astronauts to be hands-free and robots to do the work. Now how long until the drones control the astronauts?
Send another human. They are weak and disposable.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, make sure you start wearing your Sounders kit every day. We're doing kit week. Kit is another word for shirt. Uniform, jersey, whatever. Wear your Sounders kit this week. Take pictures and hit me. Kit week. Hashtag kit week. Hashtag built for this. That's their hashtag that they're doing for MLS Cup. It matches on Sunday again. I'm wearing a different kit every day this week. Let's go Sounders.
The end of the show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.